So I was at a business earlier today, and I was talking to a young girl that works there, early 20s. And we were talking about comedy. I mentioned that I do stuff with comedy. And then she was like, oh, yeah, like I love comedy. Like, who's your favorite comedian? And I was like, oh, like I don't pay attention to stand-ups as much as I should. I don't know who's like the new up and coming stand-ups now. And then she was like, oh, my favorite of all time, Jim Brewer, which just struck me as so funny. She's like, I love him. He was my favorite from forever. And I just thought that was really funny. And then she was like, so she's talking about comedy as if she's like a comedy fan, but her favorite is Jim Brewer. And then she was talking about, like, in like one of his specials, I think it was called, I forget what it was, like In the Light or something like that. And he was talking about a story. There was a movie where he was supposed to be stoned all the time. I was like, oh yeah, Half Baked. And she's like, yeah. And most of the scenes he wasn't, then one he accidentally was. And he
Jeez,
said the
spoiler
guy that
alert.
Was, I know. he's like, one of the guy that was in the movie with him, and I was like, Dave Chappelle. She was like, oh yeah, I think that's it. I was like, okay. I just thought it was really funny. She's just like talking about comedy, like she's really into comedy, and she doesn't know who Dave Chappelle is, but she loves Goat Boy. It's weird. Like, that's one of those things that's like, clearly she was shown that by her parents, and like, and so that's to her, that's comedy. Like,
or maybe a boyfriend.
Well, she said that her parents went to go see him on her birthday once, but she thinks she was like 10 when that happened. And she was like, oh, you're going to see my favorite on my birthday.
What are the odds that your parents would go see this guy and then he would become your favorite comedian? Something's going on here.
No, that's what I'm saying, is it's like clearly like, it's like the parents' taste being impressed upon the children. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like people who like black licorice. Who told you to like that?
Yeah, you little idiot.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not even food.
No, not food.
And neither's Jim Brewer.
No.
Well.
Anyway, I just found that to be amusing.
That is funny.
Not funny, huh, apparently.
What if she's a, what if she's a like a ticket seller or a promoter for him?
Oh, she's just doing like viral marketing, like guerrilla marketing.
You know who
Jim
my
Brewer?
Favorite comedian is?
Yeah.
She opens her trench coat and there's all these tickets.
Well, I mean, it's working because
we're talking about it.
Our millions of listeners are now going to be thinking about Jim Brewer.
That's true.
Jim Brewer, if you're listening, and we know you are, you're welcome.
Yeah, great tactic, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, real smart.
Yeah. You know, when you first said she liked Jim Brewer, I have to confess, when you first said she liked Jim Brewer, I laughed a little. I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
And then you said Goat Boy. And now I'm interested. I'm intrigued, but I still I remain ignorant.
He was on SNL in the 90s. It was a very like 90s heyday kind of comedian. He's got very like big hooded eyes kind of.
Does he have a beard?
I don't think so.
This is taking me back to that one episode where we played 20 questions.
Is his hair brown?
Does he make people laugh?
Apparently. Anyway, well, welcome to Very Fine Friends, a podcast where friends talk about stuff. I hate the question, who's your favorite comedian, from like someone you know is not really into comedy, because it's like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, I wouldn't even know how to answer that question, because sometimes I watch things that I found funny 10 years ago and I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Dumb. You know, things change. Things evolve.
Yeah. I know.
And I'm not going to pimp someone when tomorrow they could say something I don't like. They could be on the news and be like, Francis sucks. And I'll be like,
oh, I was just saying you were my favorite.
I got you tattooed.
Not that you have a tattoo of that person on you. That you just arranged for them to have a tattoo.
Yeah, that's my job.
I got you tattooed.
Tattoo concierge.
That tattoo you have? The tattoo you have?
Tattoo.
That's because of me.
Mami. Yeah.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast,
we do something where our producer Joe gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is outstanding. Jenna's decoy word is based. Francis's secret word is addled. Francis's decoy word is seg. Back to the pod.
Tattoo concierge is a good job.
Is it a job at all?
No.
Okay. It would be a good job.
In concept, it's a good job. In fact, some might even say you just invented a new job.
Are we segueing? Are we doing this?
I think we may be.
Holy shit.
It's time for the invention of the week. Inventions.
Well, Jubes, I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
Do you want an invention for women? Or do you want an invention relating to food?
Ooh. I want them both. We'll do women.
Okay.
But earmark the food one.
Okay.
I want to see what you're fixing
for women. Can I make the decision for her as a man?
No, I want to, because I want to hear.
Take her right away.
I want to hear what.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Problem. I want to hear what problem Francis thinks women has and how he can solve it.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Okay, great.
We're off to a good start. You know how there's predators?
I do know that.
You know how it's men?
I do know that sometimes, yeah. Yeah,
when it comes to women. Do you know how women just want to live in peace and not be harangued?
I do know that.
Yeah. Well, whoa. I think I did something huge this week.
Whoa.
Yeah, humongous. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here it is. This invention, if I could just say, women around the world, you're welcome. You're going to love this so much.
Thank you.
So meek. Here's the invention. Picture this.
Okay.
You need a little exercise.
Mm.
It's your time of day. Sun is kind of going down, but this is the only time you can get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go for a little J-O-G. Mm-hmm. Okay.
J-O-B going on a J-O-G.
Yeah, that's it.
A little jube jog. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
So you're getting ready. You're all mm-hmm. excited.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
You're fit and sexy and you're going to remain so. That's mm-hmm. the point of the jog.
Mm.
Well.
Spandex.
Yeah, you're out. You're out. So you start. You get a little warm up. Mm-hmm. You start to go. Mm-hmm. Feeling good.
Yeah.
The ponytail that you've never once had is swaying in the breeze. All of a sudden, a man lunges out of the darkness and attacks.
Oh. Oh, no.
Or does he? Entering my invention. Now, this invention can be worn on a hat, or it could be like I'm saying it's like a vest, but it's just like straps that you put on like a vest that okay. you clip on.
And like in the lederhosen?
Front, yeah.
The crossbody.
Sure.
Like a...
It's nothing that's already been invented with my new invention.
Okay.
On the front and the back is a little radar system that tells you if someone is approaching. So you can listen to your AirPods. You can have a nice little jog. And if any object is coming toward you, it tells you and like buzzes in the direction of when it's coming. So it gives you a chance to turn around and blow their head off.
So he's just running with a gun. La la la, gun in hand. And then the radar system goes off and you just like spin and shoot. And then it's like, oh no, that was little Timmy from next door. Whoops.
So let's earmark spin and shoot as a potential name. But you don't have to kill him, but it tells you, hey, you need to watch out. Because a problem that a lot of women have right now is that they don't feel comfortable, like, first of all, being out and about in the dark.
Yeah.
Especially if they want to listen to music. Sometimes they feel like they can't, but they have to have one off because they need to listen to their surroundings. This problem is now being solved by me.
That, I mean, it is true. What's funny is I used to listen with headphones all the time when I was in New York, but then when I moved to LA, downtown LA, like that felt way more dangerous, and I never walked around with headphones in.
Now, what if you've had the device?
Maybe. Let's talk more about it.
You know what inspired this?
Hmm. You lunged at a woman and you successfully caught her. But she didn't get away.
Yeah, and I thought, man, I wish she'd had a chance. No,
she never saw me coming.
As I'm like burying her in the woods. Only she'd had a chance. Oh, my empathy. Anyway,
you
feel
no. Too much.
I'm hugging her. Why did you let me do this? I was rooting for you. No, what inspired this was, you ever seen the hit film Men in Black?
Yes.
When that hit film came out, after they had merch, and one of the merches was sunglasses with a mirror so you could see behind you.
Hmm.
And I always thought that was the coolest thing ever. So I took that and I turned it into
an
anti-attack device. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
How sensitive is the approaching proximity sensor thing?
Well, it won't tell you about a bird. I'll tell you that. It's specifically if something is approaching and getting too close. You know, like when you back your car up and it's like, beep, 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 beep. Similar to that.
But how close would a predator have to be to?
10 feet.
Is that enough time to react?
Yeah, because once you get the alert, guess what you're doing? Speeding up. And then turning to look and make sure what's going on. Once you see that man there, you'll be emailing our company and being like, thank you. Thank you, sirs and ma'ams.
What about if it's just like a regular jogger that's behind you and it's just faster than you?
Well, then you turn and you see it.
Or like a little kid on a bike.
This detection system is just to give you a fighting chance. Okay. Once it goes off, you turn, you see it's Timmy on a bike, you're fine. You turn and you see a man approaching with malice in his eyes, not fine.
But what are Timmy's intentions, we have to ask?
Do we trust
kids these days?
Timmy, yeah. I can't answer those questions. I'm not a philosopher. I am an inventor. Wouldn't you want your mother to have this? Your aunt?
I guess I'm just thinking it's either going to be going off all the time for stuff that's not predator, and then you're just going to either start disregarding it because you're getting lots of false alarms, or you're going to be so wound up constantly thinking you're about to be attacked that it's going to be the most stressful thing in the whole world.
What about this?
Okay.
What about you wear the system, and then the system basically in the back is a camera, and then you have sunglasses on. Or regular glasses if you're jogging at night. And it shows you a little, like, backward view. Like, if something's coming up, it pops up on the screen and you see it for a second. And then you can, like, wave it off or, you know. Like, you could do a hand motion and it goes back to regular if it's nothing.
I like that better. That works better, I think. Just kind of a rear view camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't be snuck up on.
Yeah.
But then I would say that. This isn't just for women. I think men would use this too.
You think?
I think this sounds to me like something if I had heard of this, I would have wanted one to just be like, oh no, I'm not looking at you. Look, my back is totally to you. And then you're like, haha, I've got my, I think predators would use this
yeah,
too.
I feel like women are going to use it to avoid men and men are going to use it to look at women.
Well, okay, look but don't touch. Slogan. Predators, we've been over this.
I know. And we know you're listening. We've talked to you before on pod.
Yeah.
Just
how's
stop.
That app working out? You weren't supposed to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yep. Oh, I hope you said I don't know. I've never used it.
Be honest, predators. For once in your lives.
Seriously. Get your act together, predators.
Yeah, go to jail.
Yeah, you pieces of shit. Just go to jail and be like, I'm a predator.
Yeah. Be like, let me in. Let me in.
Yeah.
I want in. And the guards will be like, okay.
They have to.
legally, if you go to a jail and say, let me in, they have to let you in.
I thought everyone knew that. And they have to give you your a nice roommate.
Yep.
Because, you know, predators will get attacked. You know, that's where they're going to need our product, in prison.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the showers.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because of sex.
Do you know how fast I would take a shower in prison? I'd be like, in and out.
I see what you're saying.
Oh.
I thought you meant like as soon as you got in. That's like the first thing you did.
I needed the bathroom, baby.
That's a weird thing to want. Okay.
Yeah, no, you, but we're clear.
You see the local prison, Francis is like, let me in, let me in.
And they have to.
Yeah.
You're there, just a towel around your waist.
I have soaps to drop.
From zero to shower real fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I think the glasses thing is better than the radar, like sound alert. I think that would freak people out. I just think it would work. But then, I'm also imagining, how distracting would it be to have, like, wouldn't you always be kind of like looking at the, like, I'm imagining ladies like running and then like falling into a fountain because they're not paying attention to what's behind
them. No, it's like a heads-up display. So, like, in your glasses, like, just in, like, a corner of your vision, it'll, like, pop up with the rear view. And then you have the chance to, like, get rid of it with a quick swipe if it's nothing. But you can still see everything.
Okay.
It's like a picture-in-picture window.
P&P.
Pip. Well, yeah.
Does something like this already exist?
No.
I wonder, no, it does not.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah, let's check samsclub.com. I don't think so. This feels fresh.
Okay. What would you like to call your glasses?
Oof, I don't really know. Maybe like Safe C or like I don't know.
Joe?
The no contact lens.
No contact. Like,
yeah,
like no touching. Those. Yeah, no contact lens. Hmm. She spy.
She spy?
Yeah.
She spies seashells by the seashore.
EHP. Empty-handed predator.
empty-handed predator.
The Juby Jogger for branded merch.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's good. Juby Jogger. Okay. Are there any other... I feel like there's something I'm missing about this.
In like a flaw?
Yeah, like a flaw.
No.
No, that's weird.
Once I pivoted, I thought it completely through.
I mean, I did... see the wheels churning.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess perfect product.
Wow, you guys.
I know, outstanding work.
A lot of people are going to buy these, especially in downtown LA.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, for sure. And a lot of people will abandon them, and then the homeless in downtown LA will have them instead.
I wonder if we could partner with Jim Brewer.
Ooh.
So his promoters could talk about his tickets and also...
Goat Boy and the Juby Joggers.
Yeah. Ooh. Match made in heaven.
Oh, nice. Very good. All right. Well, nice work. I think that wraps up the invention of the week. All right. It's time for our next segment.
Our next seg.
Everlasting Bob Stopper.
Hey there, everybody. My name's Bob. I sure hope nobody stops me.
Shall I just explain Everlasting Bob
Stopper?
I would
love that.
Hello, audience. The way that Everlasting Bob Stopper works, that's right, Bob Stopper, is that one of us will be Bob, a regular guy, just going about his life, but little does he know, everyone around him is out to get him. And they will go to extreme lengths to ruin his day and stop him from doing what he's trying to do. That's it.
Okay.
Jenna, would you like to be Bob or would you like to stop Bob?
I think I'd like to be Bob.
Okay. Here we go.
Ooh, just gonna head to my favorite cafe to get my favorite sandwich. Hello there.
We don't open for 2 minutes.
Oh, no problem. I will wait. The sandwich is worth the wait.
2 metric minutes.
What's a metric minute?
It's longer.
Okay, well.
Sorry, you may be trying another cafe?
Nope, I got time on my hands. I'll just wait.
Okay. Ugh, I'm really sick.
2 metric minutes later.
Okay, come in, Bob.
Ah, well, it did feel a lot longer.
That's good. What do you want? Can I get you?
Mm. I will have the number. Let's see. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you baste the turkey in-house for the turkey sandwich?
I'm sorry. I'm having really trouble understanding your thick accent.
Do you baste the turkey in-house for the turkey sandwich?
Yes, I would say the face of the jerky is in a blouse.
Oh, come on! Oh, I was real clear there.
Okay,
I'm gonna write this down for you. You do know how to read, right? I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah, go ahead, write it down.
Do you baste the turkey in house? All right, here it is. I got my big whiteboard with me. Luckily, I brought that with me today.
Let's see. Oh, we just got rid of the last turkey. Sorry,
hey,
Bob.
What? You got a lot of turkey falling out of your mouth right now.
Well, you took a long time to write that down.
I feel like I was fairly quick. I had all these words pre-written out. Mm. I just slapped it on there like magnets. That was
hey,
so
Bob,
fast.
Shut up. Since this is the only thing we sell, you should probably go. We're closed.
All right, fine. I'm going to go. Take a walk in the park.
Great. See you tomorrow.
Maybe play some chess.
Whatever. Bob, is that you?
Yeah.
Bob, sit down, Bob.
Oh, so
I
great.
Missed you. Yes.
It's great to see an old friend. How are you, Gerard?
I was fine until you called me old. I'm kidding.
Oh, Gerard.
I'm rousing you.
Oh, Gerard. So nice to see your friendly face. I've had kind of a weird day.
Just sit down. Let's play chess. Talk about it. Hey, I like you.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Night.
What?
No, Gerard.
What's going on? I don't feel good.
No, Gerard. Gerard. No. No. Not your heart. No.
Oh, my God. What's going on with Gerard?
Oh, no. No.
Dad?
Oh, Gerard Jr., no, don't look at your dad
like
this.
You were the last person who was with him. What'd you do?
Nothing. I went... Knight to B4.
Father!
No! Gerard Jr., no!
The doctor said he had at least 2 months left. What did you do?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Gerard. I did nothing. We were just playing a friendly game of chess.
He pooped! He's dead!
I'm sorry. I think that's just something that the body does when it's dying. I'm so sorry, Gerard Jr.
He did it next to you, everyone!
I know, it's kind of all over me. Oh,
I can't believe it. Get out of this park.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
All right. I'm just going to go sit in a quiet movie theater. Nothing bad can happen in a quiet movie theater.
Hey.
What?
There's one open chair next to me.
Oh, this is a really packed movie
theater.
Oh,
I know. Everyone really wants to see it. It's Transformers 9. Sit down.
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, it's you don't mind moving your popcorn?
No.
For me to sit. Oh,
you can actually have some of my popcorn if you
want.
Oh,
God. Thank you. I've been having such a day.
Yeah, reach in there. Reach in there all the way to the bottom.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh.
Ooh.
Do you sprinkle gummy worms inside your popcorn?
Yeah, I did. Do you like gummy worms?
Oh, it's... I'm trying to... Well, I don't know if I've ever had one. I'm going to try to get it out.
They're hard to get out, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm tugging and I'm tugging and it seems stuck to the bottom there. Oh.
Oops.
Did you ask for extra butter? What's... Oh. Oh. Oh, you're not a kindly stranger.
And you're not my wife.
No, I'm not your wife.
Get out of here. I'm not horny anymore. I got what I wanted. Stop looking at me.
God.
These aren't other people. These are mannequins, by the way.
No.
I had to make sure I was going to get you.
Oh, in the dark, they all look like real people.
Yeah, I told you. I can't look at you anymore.
This was an elaborate plot that would anyone have done, or did it have to be me?
It always had to be you, Bob.
No.
That's right. Get out of here and wash your hands.
Oh, God. Oh. You know what? I'm just going to go down. I'm going to go down to my local gym and work this out. I feel, oh, what a day. What a terrible day. Oh, yeah. Lifting weights. Now.
And one. And two. Mm. Hey, you don't mind if I... Three. And spot you. Do it. Four.
Oh, no, please. Oh, I went up. I went up in weight, so I feel like I need a spotter.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
I did it.
You really did.
New PR. Oh.
Wow, new goal. Amazing.
Yeah. Oof. Thank you for your help. Man, this has been just quite possibly one of the worst days.
Is it? Has it really been one of the worst days?
Yeah,
oh, really I hate has. To hear that for you.
Thank you.
Hate to hear that for you.
Bob, by the way.
Oh,
Bob.
I know.
What?
Oh, I know. This isn't a normal gym, Bob.
What do you mean?
Let me go ahead and take this partition down. Ha ha! You're at the gym at the old folks center.
No!
These weights are on babysitting.
No!
Ha ha! You were breaking a sweat.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. By the way, your hands smell weird.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Ha ha!
Don't go to the movies.
You're not fit.
Oh, man. I thought these were real weights. It's just little...
Hey,
jars.
Old people, come out and look. You're better than Bob.
Ah, he's so weak.
See? That's the first time she ever talked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is humiliating.
I know,
that
God.
That was difficult for me.
I know it was. You know why? Placebo. Everyone sing the song we practiced. Bob sucks. Bob is the worst. Weak muscles, Bob. Good job, guys.
God, that
good
was
job.
That song really twisted a knife into my heart.
Good.
Although I did appreciate the harmonies.
Yeah. Well, those weren't for you.
It's too bad. You can't stop me from appreciating harmonies.
Okay.
Can't take that from me.
You're trespassing now. You've been notified. Now you have to leave.
I'm going home to my beautiful wife and my kids. That'll make me feel better. That always makes me feel better. The end of a hard day.
I don't care. Hun, what's wrong, babe?
Sugar, you would not believe the day that I've had.
What's wrong? You look verklempt. You look like brain-addled. What's going on?
I couldn't get a basted turkey sandwich. Gerard shat on me and died.
Gerard?
And then there was a whole... disgusting gummy worm thing that I won't tell you too much about.
I'm sure if I needed to know, you'd tell me.
I accidentally jacked a guy off. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's okay. When I took my vows, I meant them.
And that was an accident. I was tricked into it. I was not on purpose, honey. I just want you to know that. And then I thought, hey, I'm going to go lift a bunch of weights and... feel better about myself, and then it turns out it was baby weights that even really old people could do.
Old people baby weights?
Old people baby weights. And they all laughed, and they sang a pretty great song, actually, about how much I sucked.
Someone wrote a song about you, Bob?
Yeah, it was... I mean, and on the one hand, do I appreciate the gesture that they put in the time, but on the other hand, I don't know. It was humiliating to hear a chorus of old people singing... Bob sucks.
So that's anyway. Not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, it was kind of catchy.
Hey, I'm just curious. When are you going to ask who this gentleman is here that's next to me?
Oh, I didn't even. I was just so happy to see you. Just, I'm assuming it must be some kind of traveling salesman of some kind. We do need a new vacuum cleaner. That would be really helpful. Hi, I'm Bob. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
I'm your wife's new husband.
Wait, what?
Oh. We found a legal loophole. If old people sing a song about you that's humiliating but also contains a fun harmony, the marriage is void.
What?
And his kids are his now, too.
No.
It's true. I legally adopted them just before you came in.
No, 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 no. This kid, no, no, no. This has got to be some kind of a prank. A man's home is his castle. You can't take that from him. Well,
your kids are already calling me dad.
Oh, no. God, this feels so familiar somehow.
It's okay. It's going to be okay.
Oh, this is... is there no place that's safe from the torture that has become my life?
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean yes, no place is safe? Or yes, there is a safe place?
No, there is a safe place.
Oh, please, tell me where it is. Sugar, can I call you Sugar anymore?
No, 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 no.
Regina.
Only I can call her Sugar now.
Yeah.
What's your name?
New Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
New Bob, of course.
If you say it faster, it sounds more like a real name. Nubob.
Nubob.
Yeah. Oh, I love you. You're safe to go to your parents' house.
Oh, okay. That's right. Mom and Dad.
Yep.
I gotta go there. I need some kind of comfort.
I agree. Please leave.
Mom?
Honey. Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long.
I know, I'm real sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. I know that you have a good reason. Get in here.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, you're my baby boy. My baby boy, Bob.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This feels nice.
Bob, baby.
Yeah. Oh.
Mr. Bob.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see that you have no wedding ring on. Come in.
Oh, you noticed that right away. Huh?
You took it off, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Took a long time. My fingers are a little bit bigger now.
That's okay.
When I got married.
Hey, you're my big baby Bob. Big Bob baby.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Thanks. No, no!
What's happening to me?
No, Mom! Not you too!
My wife! What happened to my wife? She's shitting! In front of you!
Dad, I'm sorry!
Get out!
No!
Fuck you!
Oh, well, it sounds like Bob has been stopped.
That's just one day.
Oh, poor Bob. Well, that wraps up
turkey sandwich.
Everlasting Bob Stopper.
Oh no, how long is all this stopping gonna last?
Wow, poor Bob.
Fun segment.
Yeah. Not for Bob.
No, no, no.
But for the rest of the world, they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Nemesis. He had multiple nemesis. Yeah,
arch nemesis.
Yeah.
The Latin.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Well, I think it's time for one final segment. That is
the big question.
The question is very big.
How big is it?
Excuse me,
do
we have a big question?
Do we have a big question? Well, this happens every week, and I always go, Francis, I hope you have a big question for me.
You said before that you didn't, right?
Well,
we're seeing behind the curtain, audience. Oh, yes, the big... You doubt that I could come up with a big question?
No, you do every week.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm not worried.
Absolutely don't worry.
Is that what you're vamping right now?
No, I'm not vamping.
No, he's not vamping.
Not at all. Here's the big question.
Okay.
The big question is, I don't have one. And I'm thinking really hard.
How hard are you thinking?
Do you have a question for chance?
Joe, do you have a question for chance?
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about this off pod before, but we could talk about the, Chuck Klosterman question about like paying incremental sums of money to be like X percent more attractive. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes, that's right. I do remember that.
You want to set it up?
Yeah. So the question is, I don't remember exactly how it goes.
Like someone offers you an opportunity and it's kind of like a genie situation, but this is just one thing that they're offering to do, which is they can make you more attractive, but they can only do it one time and you pay whatever amount of money you want to pay, but however much you put in is proportional to how much more attractive you become. So the question is, do you accept this opportunity? And if so, how much money are you paying this one time, knowing that you can only do this one time to make yourself X percent more attractive? And more money means more attractive, but you don't know like
the scale.
The scale of
You don't know the scale?
Well, yeah, you don't. So you don't know how much more attractive you would get if you put in 200 versus 100. So it could theoretically make all the difference in the world and you'd be way hotter, or it could be like your nose is just like slightly smoother or something. And then so you just paid $100.
But you only get to try it once. So what do you commit to doing, hoping that it's enough? But you, because I mean, it could be something as like a dollar gets you next to nothing. Maybe like you grow one extra hair on your head or something like that.
Or you lose 10 pounds.
Or you lose it, but you don't know.
Oh.
Because it could be like, what if $10,000 is the only, like, would be like a minimum of, that's now you start really looking. So like, but then what if $10,000 is so ridiculously much that it's like you go like crazy too attractive.
Yeah. So it's basically a question of
too
like,
attractive.
Well, okay. So I was thinking about this the other day. I remember being a kid, like when I was young and thinking, like if you like with like genie wishes, to listeners at home, Francis did a slow blink head nod when I said genie wishes. Yeah. Oh, like, oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Because you want to think like you want to be able to like properly get your wish. Right. And I was thinking, I remember being a kid thinking like, well, maybe a wish could be you, no matter who sees you, you are the most attractive person to that person. So like everybody finds you the most attractive person on earth.
Perfect wish.
No, but then I think to go back to your invention from this week, if you're a lady, 100%, you're gonna get R-worded at some point, because somebody, and then it's like that's
Sophia
too
Vergara,
much.
If you're listening, and we know you are,
yeah, that's too much. Like,
what if you could turn it off whenever you wanted, though?
Just like,
you know, when like in the, like the Midas touch, everything he touches is gold.
Yeah.
But if you didn't want it, you could just like do like reach out and like touch the person with intent, like on the shoulder, and then you'd be ugly to them.
Or it's just like the one ring, like you can like take it on or off at any point.
But wouldn't that be like jarring to people that like, cause what if you want to just like run to the grocery store and so you have it off, but then it's like somebody that knows you. But you,
yeah,
that would be like very jarring for the rest of society.
Yeah, like does it ruin it for them if they're like, well, even if you put the ring back on, it's like, well, I've seen you and you're less attractive. So,
okay, so how about this? This is a new big question. What is your dream genie wish? You get three genie wishes.
I get three?
You get three. I'm going to give you three. That's
standard.
Standard. Yeah, that's standard genie.
American
lore.
Standard genie wish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like day one of genie contract law school.
Yeah. Obvs.
So, okay.
Do I have any limits? The standard limits? Wishes. You can't wish for more wishes.
Yeah, you can't wish for more wishes.
Anything else?
No, they think that's it. You just get three, and we're gonna do this
like Needful Things style. You phrase your wish, and then I'm going to see if I can somehow ruin it like the devil would.
What style?
Needful Things.
Okay.
I think that was a Stephen King book or short story or something where it's like the devil has... there was a Rick and Morty episode about it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where the devil has the shop that...
I remember.
It's like,
yeah. Here's wish one.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Oh, I'm ready.
Here it is. Wish one is mind control. That I could control other people's actions.
At will? You need to phrase this.
Yeah.
You need to phrase this properly.
At my discretion, I can influence anyone I want to do as I please. You know, sometimes you pull up to a parking space and someone else gets it. I could literally be like, hey, move your car. And they'll just be like, okay. And then boom, I got a parking space.
Hmm. Okay.
Not bad. Not bad.
That would become real addictive real fast. I think you just find yourself orchestrating every situation.
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you at all.
I imagine I'm talking to someone having a great time and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm bored. I could be like, you're done talking to me. And they'd be like, bye. I'd be like, God, like,
that do you say it out loud and then they just have to like, do they feel it? Or is it just like, they feel like something's taking over?
I like it both ways because like in Harry Potter world, you can do like a spell with your wand or you can do like a nonverbal incantation. I like having the option.
The Imperious Curse, right? Is that one? Where they can, you control somebody else?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But they feel it. Like they feel like it's not just like suddenly they're like, oh, you know what? I don't want this parking space. And then.
Yeah.
Feel,
so it's like that.
So they feel like it's their own free will.
Yeah.
But they don't know that it's not. That
right.
You've actually.
It might get to the point where like they could go home and like they could be telling their spouse about their day and like something happened. And then they're like, oh, why did you do that? And they'd be like, I don't know.
I just felt like it.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that. Mm. I'll tell you why, bitch.
Why did
Francis
you?
Francis had a desire.
Why did you stick your hand in Francis's popcorn at the movies? I don't know. I don't know why.
You were my instrument.
Oh, that's a creepy way to say that. Okay.
Okay. Wish two?
Wish two.
Wish two is a debit account, like a bank account, that always replenishes. Like, no matter what I'm trying to buy, I always have the money to buy it.
Yeah.
It feels like, I mean, wish one is kind of all encapsulating, so.
Well, it's like, mind control is like, if, hey, give me money, go to the ATM and pull out some money. It's like, I could get money, but also, I don't want to have to worry about that every time. Like, I just want to go to lunch. But at lunch, I could literally be like, comp my meal.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the mind control one, like, sure, it'd be useful. I almost said useless. Sure, it'd be useful, but it feels like it would very quick. Like, I feel like it would be soul sucking. Like, if you know that like everything that's happening, that's good, everything that you want in life that you get is like not because other people.
I feel like people would also like start to seem like lesser beings to you at a certain
point. Yeah, you'd have a god complex.
I am willing to live with that.
Okay. Well, you don't think like, but then if somebody like, let's say you meet somebody and you're like, I really like them, and like, friend or romantically, and you're just like, I really like them. I really like want to spend time with them. And then they spend time with you and it seems like you have a good rapport, but you don't know if they're just spending time with you because you're making them.
Well, I know because I don't have to use it. Like, I'm not going to go like hang out with our friend group and like use my power of persuasion. There'd be no point.
I would think at the certain point you'd start like mentally controlling people so much that like even just the thought of being like, oh, I wish this person would stop talking. And then they just would. You just think it. And then you'd, or like, oh, I wish this person would come over. Like if you're just thinking it and then it happens. And then, so then you get to the point where you're delusional and you're it's like spiraling out of control and you never know what you're really controlling.
That could be a side effect. You're right.
But you're willing to take that chance.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You wanna go one for one? You wanna tell me yours? Or do you wanna hear three of mine?
I wanna hear three of yours.
The debit card is important to me.
I feel like that's one of my wishes too. Basically, just
I'm not looking for a vault of money. I'm just looking for to always be able to afford what I want to do.
Yes. Yeah. I would agree with that one too. So that's one of my wishes. So
that's a great wish.
Thank you. Yeah, really, really good at that.
We're good people.
Yep.
Except that I want to control everyone's waking. Also, that's so nice though, because you could get people out of your way. You know, people are like, sir, and it's like, nope, you're gone.
I'm picturing people like flying, like, yes. Whoosh, whoosh.
My third wish is that Spider-Man is real so he could save those people I'm throwing around. My third wish is that since I have everything else I want, I would just say that I'm always in perfect health. Like, I'm always the picture of health, you know?
Does that mean that you'll get to a point where you, like, never die?
No, I would say you always feel good and you're always healthy. You know what I mean? So, like, you're not getting sick if, like, stuff's going around. Like, you don't get any disease or virus. You're just, like, a healthy, hearty person. Like, you're always in your prime.
So then how do you die?
I use mind control to kill myself.
Oh.
Okay. Time to go to heaven. I'm touching my shoulders.
Come on, God. Because you're God now.
You know?
Hmm. That's a good, always feeling good.
Let me rephrase. I'd say, until I die of, like, natural causes, I want to be completely and totally healthy.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah. Death is part of the life cycle.
Yeah.
And, like, there can be a flower that's, like, looking wilty and a flower that's, like, in perfect shape, but they're both going to die eventually.
Yeah. You know, I could even, in the hospital, I could find someone and be like, overdose me. I'm ready. Using my mind control.
That's good. Make someone a murderer.
I'll talk to him first. Make sure I find someone I really find repugnant.
Okay.
You can't find new ones. You're just like, go be repugnant first and then come back.
Tell me you're repugnant. I need to hear it.
I've written down a list of things that you're going to go tweet.
Burn the index card when you're done with it.
Okay. Yeah, the health one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Jenna, you have two.
Okay. I would want to... See, this is tough because it's like the beautiful one. It's like, you don't want to attract too much attention. Cause I would say something like, I would like to, like, always be charming to whomever I encounter, you know, that feeling of, like, you know, when you meet someone and you're like, hey, you know, I like them. Like, even if it's just like for a second, a stranger, and you're like, I'm not going to see them again.
Yeah.
But you have good rapport with people. I feel like if you were always charming, you would get far in life. And I still want, like, I don't want to just, like, I mean, I know the unlimited money thing is something that I've said that I wanted. So, but I still want to be able to, like, work for things. You know what I mean?
It's totally overrated. I think we've worked for things enough. I think we have it in our heads.
But I don't, but, like, some of the, like, the greatest, like, moments in my life have been when I found out I got something that I worked really hard for, right? Where it's just like, like, I did it. And, like, that moment of just, like that's such an amazing feeling. And if you're just given everything, you never have that, like, you never have that moment.
Yeah. I think we can bank on the memories of the times that you had that, you know?
Okay, so starting now, I just have to remember what that feeling was.
It was great, and you felt it, and you remember feeling it. Yay.
So move on.
Move on and take the things for free.
Well, take the things for free, but I still want to have goals that I might not achieve. Oh, unless
you could do that.
Okay.
You
that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I still do think the money thing is worthwhile.
But yeah, I so maybe just being more charming in general, like that'll give me a leg up. But then
how much more charming could you be?
Like a lot more.
I'm charmed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I think there's quite a few people in this world that don't like me. I've encountered them in my life.
Well, when my powers turn on, I'm going to yeet them away from us.
Ooh, maybe I pivot. Maybe I do something like, I always know when someone's lying. I don't know. I know. See, that's the thing is like.
Because then what do you do about it?
Well, yeah.
Because I thought about this quite a bit. I don't know why I didn't say it. Probably because I want the other stuff more. But if someone asked like a question, wouldn't it be cool if you always knew the right answer? No matter what the question was. You just like always knew the right thing or like knew how to make the right choice.
Can you drink bleach? Yes. Great. No, yeah. That's
the
right
answer. And it's diluted or complete form.
Yeah.
Francis in the back. No. But you know, like just to know.
Yeah. But then does that, all of that knowledge, is it stored in your head or does it only come out when you're asked?
That would be a nice compromise. Someone needs to ask the question and then you know.
So, like, you could maybe save a wish on the infinite debit card by just being, like, forever Jeopardy champion.
Yeah, but then you're spending a lot of time at the Jeopardy set.
Yeah.
Sony Picture Studios, you're there all the time.
Doesn't that sound cool, though?
Jenna, ask me what the winning lottery numbers are. Aha!
I think, yeah, that would be, like, a cool subpower. I always thought it was crazy when people were like, I would want to read minds. It's like, I don't want to read minds. That sounds terrible.
I used to think that I switched to controlling them.
Yeah, that's better. Controlling is definitely better than reading. I don't want to know what people really are thinking about.
I did the same thing with books recently. I was tired of reading them, so I started controlling them. Mm.
That's why the books are doing your bidding. Oh, I get it now.
Children love them.
So, yeah, I want, I also thought about that in speaking of Harry Potter, the luck potion, the
Felix Felicis.
Yes. That seemed like that would be kind of an amazing feeling. Harry seemed like he was having a great time, great old time.
Just to be like extremely lucky all the time.
Just to like, cause I think about the times when it's like, oh, like if I like grab something in a weird way and then I accidentally chip a nail or something like that. It's like, that's a stupid little thing. Right. And it's inconsequential, but it's like, oh, if I just hadn't grabbed that thing that way, my nail would be fine right now or something like that. But
I like the idea of always being lucky.
But then does that take the mystery out? I guess you don't care about that. You don't want the mystery out of life. You do want the mystery out.
Yeah. Get it out. Get it out.
I think I would rather have the bilocation thing that Hermione has in the third one.
Oh, the time turner?
Yeah.
Why? Ooh. What are you going to do with it?
Well, there was a TV show.
Get more done in the day.
There was a TV show.
Why are you guys so productive?
Also, too, like if you have like a really shitty experience somewhere, you can just be like, all right, well, I don't want to like wait for, you can just turn back time and do something else.
Oh.
Very good. There was a TV show in the 90s, I think. It was early 90s where, I forget, Out of This World, maybe? But there was this girl and she found out her dad was an alien. And she used to have this power where she put her fingers to the tips of her fingers together and time would stop. And so, like, she would be like, oh, no, I forgot to do my homework. And then, like, put the tips and she'd just, like, do it real quick and everybody else was stopped. And then I always thought that would be cool because then you could just... I was always thinking you could just like sleep in constantly and like the last possible second, just kind of like get to where you're going.
There was the same power in Heroes. One of the guys could do that with time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And he could travel in time. Like, what am I thinking? Not time travel. Where you pop to different
locations. Teleportation.
Thank you.
Teleportation. Yeah. Teleportation.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of This World, 1987, a teenager starts to develop powers inherited from her alien father.
Ah, wow. Way to go, Jenna. I remember so that.
Yeah, you are. You do.
I thought that was really cool as a kid. Mostly. Oh, I would also think it would be really cool to have the power to see your dreams.
Like
no, or yeah, see somebody else's, but like be able to essentially.
Like watch a movie of them?
Yeah, watch a movie of them.
It's like a TV show on Netflix.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I would watch that every day. If every night I got to just, or every day I got to watch my previous night's dreams, that would be pretty cool.
Juby's dreams. Mm. I dream of Juby.
Mm, yes. Mm.
Dun, 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 dun. Love it.
Does she have light brown hair?
Is she a woman?
Well, I think we've got some solid wishes down. So
I promise not to control you or Joe.
I appreciate that. And I promise that my my charm won't be bad. I don't know. See, if I was more charming, that would have come out better.
And I promise that if I turn back time on you guys, it'll only be because I just want to do it over again because it was so damn fun.
Aww. Yeah. That wraps up the big question.
The big question.
All right, Francis, you know what time it is. I can tell by the look on your face.
Yeah, I know, and I don't have it. I don't have your word.
I don't think I have yours either.
I really needed it, too, because I'm so far behind.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if you are behind. I have to check the tallies.
After the last couple of wins you've had, you've been kicking me in the face.
Veryfinefriends.com to check out the point totals. And we'll see who's in the lead. It is possible that I am catching up to Francis. I think you had a healthy enough lead, though.
It was healthy, but...
It's dwindling, for sure.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will stop.
Okay.
Okay, let me just guess.
Okay.
Gummy.
No.
Jarring.
No.
Rapport.
No.
Pivot.
No.
Lucky.
No.
Why'd you look at your index card? That's all the guesses I had.
Dang, I really thought I was going to get you to guess my decoy word.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, my regular word, my real word, was outstanding.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I said outstanding job, Francis, or something like that. Which actually was an outstanding job. I meant it, and I said it.
You're being a real pick-me girl with your decoy word.
Yeah, I know. I really, really wanted to.
I can't wait to hear this.
My decoy word was...
Wait. Francis, can you guess what Jenna's decoy word was?
Yeah, do you have a guess for my decoy word?
She was being a real pick-me?
She was real thirsty for you to get this one.
Oh, I said it multiple times.
No, I don't. Nothing stood out.
There's going to be a bunch of dings, decoy dings, in the listening back.
What was it?
Based.
Did I say that? Oh, it doesn't matter.
You didn't.
No, you were actually really good. That's why I thought you knew what it was, because you like were very particular about not saying
it. I said, do you baste the turkey in-house like 8 times?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's funny. No.
Ding.
Oh, you don't need it. I need it.
She was selling based out on the street for a nickel.
Yeah.
Ace of based.
And you did not see the sign. Well.
Listeners, aren't you glad you stuck around for this? That was funny wordplay.
Well, all right. I have some guesses for you, but I don't think.
Oh, God.
Okay. Is your word repugnant?
No.
Okay.
That was my decoy. I'm kidding. No, it wasn't.
No. It's.
Oh no! You got me to say it.
Is your word predators?
No.
Okay. Is your word philosopher?
No.
Is your word? I'm moving into decoy word.
You're guessing decoys?
I'm gonna guess 2 decoys now. Is your decoy word Latin?
No.
Is your decoy word pooped?
No.
No? Uh-uh. Oh, no. Those were all my guesses.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
My word was addled.
Oh, when did you say it?
Is it something about being brain addled?
Yeah.
That's the proper way to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job.
And my decoy word was seg.
Oh, is this it? Is this the seg? Is that? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
To be fair to me, I had to give you a weird decoy word because you said out loud, what does this mean?
I know. That's
for a second. So like, yeah, that made it kind of difficult.
You got your word. You actually said, what does this mean? And then you're like, never mind. I got it.
So, I had to give you a decoy word that could have been.
I was looking at all my words and then I was looking at all my words that I was going to guess. And I was like, Francis knows what all these words mean. He wouldn't have said, what does it mean? So you
threw you off a little
bit.
Well, no traction gained or lost this episode.
Well,
there's only one thing left to do.
Wish the genie that I win this game.
Oh, sorry, the genie went home.
Oh, no.
He only had a babysitter till 9.
Dang.
Yeah.
Next time.
He's a good father.
Little genie babies.
Yeah. No, I was just going to see if either of you guys wanted any of this popcorn over here.
Oh. Nice. Oh, it feels like there's a sweet treat inside.
Gotcha!
No! All right. Bye, listeners.